Someone's been burning the midnight oil. Did I startle you, cutie? Oh, looks like you're getting rusty. Or maybe I've just gotten better at sticking up on you. Hey. You okay? Don't you think you've been pushing yourself too hard lately? You have nothing to prove. Everyone knows how hard you work. Well, you may not be in her inner circle, but she put you in charge of doing inventory. That's no small responsibility. I mean, look at the size of this place. Not to mention the other caches I'm sure she doesn't mark on her maps. Well, no need to get defensive about it. I mean, come on. I may act like I only come around here to tease you, but I'm not stupid. Okay, even I know that this can't be enough supplies for what Flora has planned. Hey, it's fine. I get it. Everyone's a little on edge with the big operation next week. See, but this is what I'm talking about. We're finally taking the first step towards ending the reign of the capital. And you have a big role to play. You're more than capable. Flora knows it, and I know it, and probably everyone else except for you. If anything, I trust you more than I do her. I'm sorry, but it's true. I mean, what kind of leader boasts about her grand operation and then makes ludicrous demands of you and then doesn't give so much as a hint about what we'll actually be doing? No, I'm serious. I mean, not sharing with me, I understand, but you've shown you're just as dedicated to the cause as anybody else here. Not keeping you in the loop is just... It's just an insult. She just makes me so angry sometimes. I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to let my emotions get the better of me. I just think you deserve better. And I'm worried about you. I mean that in a selfish way, obviously. I mean, you run yourself ragged, you're not going to have enough energy to make a move on me. And then all my trips up here to the warehouse would be for nothing. I just told you, I'm only here to keep myself entertained on a sleepless night. Saw your room empty, I figured you'd be here. I was right. Well, if you really need to ask what a woman would be doing checking in on a man's room at this hour, I'm afraid you are a lost cause, sweetie. See, I love that. I love that little look, that adorable, flustered face. Oh, it's just so good. I love it so much. I would trade that for the Empire any day. I'm going to miss this. Don't play dumb. Stakes are too high for that.
In just a few days, everything will change. We'll be deep in the middle of some dangerous battle, or in the worst case, on the run when everything falls apart. No, you're right. You're right, I'm sorry. I shouldn't speak like that. It's only been a short while, so it shouldn't be that difficult to imagine a different life than this one. But I don't know, and there's just so many things that I wish we had more time for. Didn't you ever wish that one of these days, when I teased you or flirted with you, that one thing would lead to another, and was that bad of me? Come on. Don't you want to have some fun? This might be our last chance after all. This isn't me taking a joke too far. I am serious. I'm not the same naive girl that you once rescued, shamelessly flirting with her brave hero. Though I haven't aged a day, even with all this stress. To have a normal woman looking at least 10 years older. I'd say I guess I'm the girl who's been wanting to see how far things could go between her and the most oblivious man in the rebellion. Doesn't have to go anywhere. She didn't want it to. Could even just be a one-time thing. But if you want it, I was hoping to have at least one night of fun with you before the opportunity slips away. That would ruin your opinion of me. I mean, judging from your breathing and I'd say you're at least a little open to the idea. Let me take the lead, cutie. been working hard enough. Sit down in that chair for me. Let's see what we're working with here. Fuck. Shameful. Oh, isn't this? Oh. Ooh, it throbbed. Naughty boy. All I did was wrap my fingers around it. So sensitive, are we? No. I'm not making fun of you. Why? Would you like that? It's just you're normally so composed, put together. It's cute seeing you little flusters all. Extra cute. Oh, really? I think I might have to see just how disheveled I can make you. Oh, what brave face you're putting on. Especially for a man living his dream come true. Really? Can you tell me you never thought about it? Even once? I'm offended. Oh, you've wounded me. I know something that could make me feel better. The idea that maybe you could stop my teeth and mouth if you put me on my knees? It was your cock. No sense in lying, cutie. I'm afraid you're at my mercy. I've already got you in the palm of my hand. But perhaps, like I said, it would be better suited to my mouth. No, it's grown to tell me I'm right. God, my mouth has been watering for this. I hate you. Oh, you like the way my tongue slides. Right along the underside. I do. Ah, that was a sensitive spot. You should know, it's not polite to ask a lady where she learns such things. Especially not when she's having so much fun. Oh, don't want me all self-conscious, do you? I know. I don't want my best performance out. I'll just sit back and be grateful that all my flirting wasn't just for show. God. Hey, that's playing dirty. I've said anything about kissing my Do you remember when I said that? I was just flirting at the time. No, you're right. That wasn't exactly untrue. Feels good. It's just so underhanded. Wait, you don't need to show me. That's not fair. Of course, I'm off balance when you go and do that. When you got my pussy like that, where did this suddenly come from? That's hardly fair. I was only teasing you a little. You hadn't even begun to experience the full extent of what I can. Wait. God, just good. Right there. Your palm is right in the right place.
Are you listening to me? Why are you moving down towards me? Wait, you... My neck, it's far more unfair. Because I know it's because I'm so hot on my pussy. There's a sensitive area, you know. You're driving me wild on purpose, and that's oh, wait. Your tongue. Fuck. Oh, I forgot. Didn't look, feel like this through panties. Don't tell you embarrassing things like that. You know, you weren't so cocky when I was sucking you up. Oh, but then I suppose you were cocky in a different sense. fuck. That's very firm. It's a very firm press. No, wait, move your tongue like that. Okay, they're wet enough already. And please, let me take them off. You can continue. Just let me... I just didn't expect all this enthusiasm when you never made a move before. So I was just thrown off, right? Oh, yeah. We'll just see who makes who, Gasblade. Oh, it felt good before. Direct call. contact is really nice. Yes. Just like that. Okay, press into me. You're too good. This isn't fair. Just wait. It's like, get my hands on you again. By all means, show me what you've got. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. No, just like that. Just like that. Yes. Fucking fill me with your tongue. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I need you. Please fill me. Fuck me. Yes, don't stop. Just keep looking me like that. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Fuck. That was not what I was expecting. No. You were wonderful. I never expected you to the enthusiasm, the skill. You never so much as attempted to return my advances. I started to think maybe you were just shy or inexperienced. Careful now. Your head might grow a bit too big for your shoulders. Well, right now, there's something else growing I'm much more interested in. Oh! Don't tell me you thought I was gonna let you go without finishing you off. Please, won't you fuck me? I want you. A shy side to you after all. That's okay. There's no rush, Q. We can go at your pace. I just want to be closer to you. I feel your arms around me. Are you sliding inside me? Oh, I'm so happy.
Please, then. Let me make you feel good.
That's it. Look at me. Keep your eyes on mine. Are you slides inside? Let's go. Screw on those hips. No, you're right. There's no rush. You just set the pace out if you like. I just want this to be good for you. This is so intimate. your eyes. Trust on me. Please, can you keep kissing me?
No. Oh, fuck. Feels good. I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to stop. No. 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 Don't stop until you come. Can you do that for me? Will you come inside of me? Fuck yes. Fuck you, see, please. I need it. Completely. Oh, please. I'm not back. Come inside me. Oh, God.
If we ran away, we could leave tonight. Never. If I said we could just... What if we just left all this behind and never looked back? What would you say? Sorry. No. You're right. I don't know what came over me. I wasn't thinking straight. That is your fault. You must have fucked the sense out of me. Forgive me. Oh, really? I do like the idea of taking this back to your room. But not yet. Could we just stay like this a bit longer? I just want to stay like this with you for a little bit more. You're gonna make it, right? You're not gonna leave me here with a night to remember that I won't be able to recreate, because I am most certainly making it out of this bullshit alive. And I will never forgive you if you don't. And once all this is said and done, and there's no need for the rebellion anymore, do you think we could see each other? I know we won't really have any reason to spend time together like this, but I'll find one. I'll make it if I really have to. Because I know myself, and I know I'll want something grounding to tie back to this part of my life. And I'm missing your face. It's a good one. It's hard to find these days, it's depressing. Though I suppose if you lost an eye, got a few more scars or something. Yeah, that could suit you too. Or maybe I could. You know, I've oftentimes felt a little bit left out from the rest of our comrades, being so unblemished by combat, so pure of body and soul. It's much harder than you think. Perhaps a curse.
Really? You would?
So maybe you like me. At least a little bit. Right? You're just keeping me around because you felt sorry for a poor lost victim of the Empire.
As
seems all of my efforts to shamelessly flirt with you were not in vain after all, then. And I will take that as a win. I wish we... We should have just done this sooner, is all. So many opportunities wasted. Plenty of time later. Once this is all over. I'm not scared. I would still the passage of time if I could. But let's not think about the future or regrets for now. This is the moment we live in. We ought to make it last. As best we can. I wholeheartedly agree. Wouldn't you?